As a social worker, you can become an advocate for those who can't. Earn your master's in social work degree online to learn strategies to connect diverse populations with the critical resources they need to improve their well-being, whether it's in a hospital, community service agency, or another setting. What do you think making a difference as a social worker looks like? GCU offers over 250 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty. Whenever you're here, Peter, we have the phone lines just light up when I open it, and they have a million questions for you. So what I'm going to do, I think, tonight is I'm going to tell the folks that you're the author of Attempt a Cure, and it's a book that's got treatments. It's a treatment notebook. It's here's the ailment, and here's what you do for the cure. Very right out in front, natural herbs, things that people can get and go buy without going broke. And, you know, the thing of it is, look, if you can try this and you can get healed without going to the doctor, well, you're much better off, right? And and I got a feeling enough people start doing this, then I think the insurance companies will say, you know what, we're missing out on a lot. We better start insuring natural herbs, okay, because it's about the money, right?
It's all about the money, regretfully, but welcome to the 21st century.
So, very good. I know that, again, more and more people that I talk to, in fact, people always call me, ask me about where can we get this, or natural herbs, and I see that the health food stores around here are doing a booming business, so... Now, Randy,
about a year ago, I read an article, and it said that if monkeypox ever combined with mousepox, that it would have 100% mortality rate. And at the time that we read that, we'd never heard of either one of them. And it's interesting now that monkeypox is at the forefront right now. And I'm saying that, so I'm looking for them to bring the mousepox up.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what's next? What's the next pox going to be on humanity?
Well, they got monkeys, so all we need now is the mouse, and then we'll have 100% mortality rate, and we can go back to all that other stuff.
Well, like you said, when you combine a monkey with a mouse, you get money pox.
That's
the bottom line right there. Yes. All right, I think what we're going to do, we're going to open the phone lines. Now, we're going to be very careful because we do have some very strange people that will call here at times, okay?
Yes.
And if we take a call from one who is bent, we're going to be very careful. Peter, we'll let you take this call. And if he gets weird, just say goodbye and we'll hang him up, okay?
Sure.
But because we've been getting some strange ones, so.
Yeah, I'm used to it, so I'm good.
All right, so the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If Crazy John calls, let Peter handle him, but be ready to hit the button, okay? So I think he's going to be the first caller. 888-677-9673, nationwide. Dr. Peter Glidden in... he has written the books Attempt to Cure, an absolute dynamite book, and everybody is sick, and I know why. So who do we have? All right. Oh, here's one of your favorite students. It's Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Hi, doctor. You know, I just got this audio book. It's called The Psychology of Totalitarianism. And, really interesting, but it's talking about... Stalin and the gulags, and they said they kept changing the reason to put people away. One of the initial ones is like some of the people from the army were exposed to capitalism, so they needed to be eliminated. But they were talking about like a mass hypnosis, and it's current. It seems to be, it just came out. So I'd really recommend that, you know, about what's going on now and how they keep moving the bar. And it's really interesting. So that's the psychology of totalitarianism. But I have a couple of questions. One would be about people getting vessels bursting from blood clots. Now, are they getting basically, are they getting a complete blockage of an artery or vessel and then getting like a ballooning effect and the artery or vein is bursting? That would be one question. Yeah. Then I want to go to, some of the other stuff that's going on, marijuana, for example, like the increased use of marijuana on people. What is that doing? Is that affecting dopamine, or is that something else?
Well, marijuana, we'll start there, and then we'll go back to the other thing. The marijuana is just dumbing everybody down because marijuana produces a temporary euphoria. And because it's a natural herb, the euphoria is not a false euphoria. It's a natural euphoria that has roots in reality. You're actually reaching into higher dimensions, into different dimensions with it. But then you're let down from it, and then you come back to reality, and then people want to experience that same thing again, so they need a little bit more the next time, and a little bit more the next time, and a little bit more the next time. And then people are basically just going through their lives in a drug-induced euphoria. And that's what they have substituted for their reality. And the biggest ramification of that is that when people are not smoking marijuana, they're completely, they don't want to do anything. They don't have any motivation. Their life is dull. There's no aspiration. And, you know, they're just looking for the next way to get high, because that when they are high, they are tapped into something that's real, but then it goes away because it was drug induced. And so that's a big bad voodoo daddy over time. Now, the thing with the blood vessels is there's something called an aneurysm, and blood vessels in the body, especially the aortas, the arteries in the body, which carry blood away from the heart, they have different layers. Like if you cut an onion in half, right, it has different layers to it. Well, arteries and veins have different layers also, and the layers in the arteries, because the blood pressure is really high in the arteries, the walls of the artery have to be really healthy. And if the walls of the artery are not really healthy, the pressure of the blood moving through the artery can make the walls of the artery start to separate. And then part of the wall of the artery can start to bubble up or balloon up. The same thing will happen in a garden hose. You know, if you drive your car over a garden hose 10 times, the part of the hose that the tire goes over becomes weak, and then when the water goes through it, it bubbles up, balloons up. The same thing will happen in a blood vessel. It's called an aneurysm. And the most common cause of aneurysms is a deficiency in the trace mineral copper, because the body needs copper in order to create a molecule called elastin, which makes the layers of the blood vessel stick together and which makes everything more flexible. So one of the reasons that people get aneurysms, this is what Einstein died from, by the way. Einstein died from an aortic aneurysm. He was a textbook, walking textbook of a copper deficiency, because what happens when you have a really bad copper deficiency is everything in your body starts to sag. If you look at Einstein's face, you know, his jowls and his cheeks were sagging. He also had white hair, snow white hair, which is often related to a deficiency in copper. Guaranteed, Einstein had hemorrhoids down to his knees. Spider veins, varicose veins, these are all caused by copper deficiencies. And kind of the end of the road of a copper deficiency is an aortic aneurysm. It's the big artery coming directly out of your heart. If that gets an aneurysm and that balloons out, it can pop and burst, and then you're dead in like 5 seconds. And what's happening with vaccinated people is that we're seeing hemorrhagic strokes in the brain, which means that blood vessels in the brain actually burst. And they're so weak, something in the vaccine makes the blood vessels in the brain so weak that when the blood courses through the vein, the pressure of the blood makes the walls of the blood vessel burst. And that's not good, because now you've got a stroke in the part of the brain that was affected by that.
Well, so, you know, the whole board is lit, so I'm going to have to move on. But thanks, Cliff. Okay, let's go, Benicio.
Hi, how you doing? Benicio.
Hey, Benicio.
My mother caught the virus about 3 weeks ago, and I guess I caught it too. The worst I got was one day I walked outside and I couldn't breathe, but as soon as I got back home, I was able to breathe. So my question to you, should I get a blood test to see if I have the antibodies?
No, because I don't think that you had the virus. People that actually have coronavirus, SARS coronavirus 2, they're sick as dogs for like 14 days. What's happening now is nobody knows what's happening now. Some people think it's a variant. Oh, it's the Delta variant. Oh, it's the Epsilon variant. Oh, it's the Omicron variant. Nobody knows. But so what's happening to people now when they get sick with whatever it is that they're getting sick from, they're sick for like 3 or 4 days. And then they get on the other side of it. It's like a bad head cold or a really, kind of light influenza. I wouldn't be worried about it at all. What you want to do is you need to educate yourself either by getting the book through PASTOR, Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine, or become a subscriber at my website. You need to educate yourself about things that you can do on a daily basis to make your immune system strong. There's some pretty easy things like rinsing with cold water after you take a hot shower. That's a really simple, easy, inexpensive thing that everybody can do. You don't have to buy a nutritional supplement to do that. Eat more protein. Anybody can do that. Reduce your sugar intake. Anybody can do that. There are simple things that you can do to make your immune system strong, and you better make your immune system strong as we move into cold and flu season, because it's going to be a bad cold and flu season this year. Because of all of the people that were vaccinated, it's going to be really bad, so you need to make yourself strong.
Well, I've got Winner of Death 2.0. Dr. Fauci just threatened 70% of Americans. Fauci said they had better get the vax, or they're going to be in big trouble if they don't get the vax. Okay, here you go. If you don't get vaccinated or they don't get boosted, they're going to get into trouble, big trouble. Fauci told the Los Angeles radio station KNX AM. And what do you think he means by that, Peter?
Well, he means that he has his head up his ass. He's just trolling for the pharmaceutical industry now because the research has been done. The research is in. When you become vaccinated with this stuff, your immune system is actually weaker 3 or 4 months down the road than people who are unvaccinated. So it doesn't work. It makes things weaker, makes your immune system weaker. And Fauci's lying through his teeth, and he needs to go to jail.
Well, Rand Paul, that's what Rand Paul is saying. Rand Paul has said he is, he needs to be charged with criminal charge. He's definitely responsible for the deaths of, thousands, if not more, people, him and his ilk. And so you're absolutely right on that. And again, according to the definition, of a wizard, that's him. He is poison to people. So,
100%, Pastor, you are right on the money as always. You should have a bumper sticker that says, "Listen to Ernie. Shut up and listen to Ernie."
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Let's go out to let's go to Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal is there.
Yeah, Dr. Glidden, I just want to thank you real quick for the medication you sent me, and it's, I'm feeling pretty good, and I think it's working.
All right, great. Well, you need to follow up with me every 2 weeks, right? So right. Just so we're sure that we're on the right road here, because as you go downstream with this treatment, the body will adapt to it, and it will change, and things happen, and I need to be on top of that. So you're welcome. I'm happy to help. You have to keep me in the loop and don't relax that discipline, okay?
Okay.
I've noticed that you're getting around a lot quicker now. So do you have any change for your future, Hal? I mean, like WWE World Wrestling or maybe a bungee jump or something like that?
I feel like I'm getting better, but I'm not getting better that fast.
All right. Okay, thanks. Let's go out to New Jersey. We'll go to New Jersey and talk to Bob out there. Hey, Bob, you're in the air.
Hi. You were just talking about copper deficiency. I was wondering if you could tell me what a good dose of copper on a daily basis would be? And I have another question. I read years ago that zinc competes with copper, so if you're taking zinc, your body won't absorb copper. I wanted to know if that is true. And then I have a question about Lyme disease, if you could.
Okay, yeah, so that's true. Zinc does compete with copper, so does vitamin C, so does selenium. So this is why I am an advocate of holistic medical nutrition, not fractionated medical nutrition, right? So people that do fractionated nutrition, they'll give large doses of vitamin C or large doses of copper or whatever, but that will have ramifications, right, that are unintended. So you have to give the body everything that it needs and then extra copper, and that's a much better way to do it. And the solution for getting everything that you need is called the Healthy Foundation Pack. The Healthy Foundation Pack is a combination of four nutritional supplements that has been formulated to give your body everything that it needs in recipes that it can actually absorb. And you can get that at EiffelHealth.com, Eiffel like the tower, health, EiffelHealth.com. Or better yet, just give them a call, because sometimes they have free shipping and deals that are not on the website. And their number is 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. Ask for a Healthy Foundation Pack. Copper sebacate, if you can find it, it's not easy to find, but copper sebacate is the best, most bioavailable form of copper. After that, it would be copper glycinate, if you can find that. Nobody knows what the dosage is of copper, and nobody knows what the dosage of any of these minerals is, and I'm brutally honest here. You just have to start with a particular dosage, try it for 4 weeks, then go up or down depending on how you feel.
How did you spell the first one?
It's sebacate. It's S like Sam, E like Edward, B like baby, A like apple, C like Charlie, A like apple, T like Thomas, E like echo, sebacate, copper sebacate. Oh. Now, okay, the easiest way, or I don't know easiest, but the best way, I think, to get copper into the body is beef liver. But, you know, you have to stand the taste of beef liver. I would have patients cook beef liver up on the stove and then cut it up into little M&M-sized pieces and then freeze it. Put it in Ziploc bags and freeze it. And then every day you just take a Ziploc bag out and swallow, you know, four or five of the little M&M pieces of beef liver. And that way you get the copper, but you don't have to taste the beef liver, right?
Okay.
So,
you know, with everybody taking zinc because of COVID, it's got to be
right.
People having copper problems, I would think.
And other problems as well. And that was never myself and my colleagues, we were not advocates of that. We've always been advocates of holistic medical nutrition. And then once you have those bases covered, then you do extra copper, then you do extra zinc, then you do extra whatever. And if you do it this way, you don't run into any of these unforeseen problems. But regretfully, there's less than 200 licensed physicians like myself in the world who actually know how to do this. And that's a problem.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Bob. And, yeah, let's go to Bill in Boston. Bill in Boston, you're in the air.
Hey, my old stomping ground, Boston.
Yeah, doctor.
Going on, man?
I have a question about the nervous system.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, he's there. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, doctor. I have a question about my nervous system. I was given a misnomer as a diagnosis, schizophrenia, years ago. Now, you wouldn't be able to tell from talking to me. I'm higher functioning. Is there anything I could do for my nervous system?
Well, there's a lot that you can do for your nervous system, and this isn't rocket science. So, you know, if you had a broken bone, we would counsel you to take nutritional supplements and eat foods that were high in minerals, stuff that the bones are made out of, and that just makes sense. So it's the same with nerves. I mean, the foundation nutrient that the nerves are made from is cholesterol. So if you want to have healthy nerves, you have to stop taking cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, and eat a diet that's high in cholesterol, and don't worry, because there's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. Let me say that again out loud.
I don't bother with pills for blood pressure.
Well, then
eat
a stick of butter.
I have a pretty good reading.
Eat a half a stick of butter a day, then, and put salt on your food so that it tastes good. You would also benefit from the high cholesterol, more cholesterol, because that's what your nerves are made from, for goodness sake.
Yeah. I understand myelin is a basis of it.
Well, 95% of the central nervous system is made from cholesterol. So now there are other things, right, that go in to make up a nerve, but everything fits together here, Boston. And your body needs 90 essential nutrients in order to function properly. And these nutrients are not available.
Multivitamin with minerals for 50 age plus people, and calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and fish oil.
Yeah, so not all nutritional supplements are created equally. It's just like wine or chicken soup. They're not all the same. All wine is made from grapes, but there's a pretty big difference from bottle to bottle. It's the same with the nutritional supplement industry. I don't make any money from the sale of the nutritional supplement, by the way. And after 30 years of clinical work as a licensed physician specializing in medical nutrition, the nutrients that I recommend are sold by a company called Eiffel Health, and they are the most effective ones that I've ever seen. So it would be prudent for you to slam those. It's called Eiffel Health is the name of the company. Eiffel like the tower, health, right? EiffelHealth.com, or give them a call at 888-618-1796. Just try it. Slam the doors and kick the tires for 30 days.
888-618-1796, 1796.
Give them a call. Thank tell you. Them you want the foundation pack. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Let's go to Bob in New Brunswick.
How you doing? Doctor, I had gotten the original pack and stuff and the Tangy Tangerine. I also got the Tangy Tangerine 2.5 pills. Now, my question to you is, I definitely feel a difference, but in reference to what they call a zinc pack, what they call it as far as like vitamins and everything else like that, what would you have that would compensate for all that and you wouldn't have to take those vitamins?
So you mean, I'm a little confused by the question. I'm sorry.
The question is like, I know there is a zinc pack where you take the zinc, you take the magnesium.
You mean as a prevention for the flu or for coronavirus or something?
Yeah, for corona. Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a great question. So in addition to the foundation pack, the recommendation is a botanical medicine made by a company that it's a subsidiary of the company that makes the Tangy Tangerine. It's called the Good Herbs Company. And the supplement is called Super Olive Health. The Good Herbs Super Olive Health. Also, the Ultimate Microbiome. Yeah. Ultimate Microbiome. Get one bottle of the Good Herbs Super Olive Health. Take 2 milliliters twice a day. And get one bottle of the Ultimate Microbiome and put one scoop of it in your morning cocktail. That's a really good addition to the foundation pack to upregulate your immune system. You also want to eat a diet high in protein, low in sugar, and blast yourself with cold water after you take a hot shower.
Yeah, I've been doing that for years. The only thing now with this, what is it, good health, did you say?
The company's called Good Herbs.
Good Herb, okay. And do you have the phone number by hand? That would be great.
Well, you can get it at the same place that you got the Tangy Tangerine from.
Oh, at the Eiffel Tower?
888-618-1796.
Yep, 888-618-1796, you bet.
Okay, so I could just talk to them about that then. All right.
No, 100%.
I appreciate your help, Doctor. You are a blessing, just like Pastor Arnie. Have a blessed night.
Thank you very much, Bob. Now, tell me again, Peter, what the benefit, why is there a benefit to take a cold shower right after you take a hot shower?
Well, nobody knows the mechanism but they've done lots of studies with this where they've taken the blood of people before they do this and they've taken the blood of people immediately after they do it. And the components of the blood that are related to your immune system are elevated. So whatever the cold does, it elevates your immune system. It strengthens your immune system. It activates your immune system. It's like push-ups for your immune system. Nobody knows what the mechanism is, though. It's a mystery.
Now, that is a mystery because I've never heard of that. And I was just wondering if that's something people should do, like, every time they shower or just wait to cold and flu season.
No, 100%. If you can get into the habit of doing that all of the time. And this particular type of treatment is called hydrotherapy, right, which is fancy schmancy Latin for water therapy. And in naturopathic medicine, we employ alternating applications of hot and cold towels to the body in order to upregulate different organ systems of the body. So hydrotherapy is one of the sheet anchors of naturopathic therapeutics. The blasting yourself with the cold water after a hot shower is kind of a down and dirty way to accomplish the same thing. It's a very, very good habit to get into on a regular basis.
All righty, very good. Let's go out to Texas, and we have Juan in Texas.
Hello, how are you guys doing this evening?
Okay, Juan, how are you?
I'm good. I just had a quick question, and I'm very thankful to be on the program and thankful for your time. I've had a couple friends who have gotten the COVID vaccine, and some of them have just had some pretty weird side effects, and when they bring it up to their doctors, they're kind of just dumbfounded and don't really know what to do besides prescribe Tylenol or Motrin or something like that. And I've gotten questions because I'm on a natural health journey of how they can remove the toxic metals from their body once they get the vaccine. Is it even possible? Or once you get the vaccine, you're stuck with whatever they put in your body. Is there a natural way to remove those toxic chemicals that quote-unquote medicine?
It's a good question. The answer is nobody knows, because nobody really knows what's in the vaccines. And let me say this again: nobody really knows what's in the vaccines. And so all that we can do is wait and see how the vaccines affect different people, and then try to develop treatments that help those people to stay alive from the side effects of the vaccine. But as far as like a global medicine that somebody can do who's been vaxxed and boosted in order to get that stuff out of their body, I have no idea, nor does anybody else, quite frankly. There are things that you can do to upregulate the body, but exactly what to do to get it out of your body is a mystery.
Well, you know, here's why, because from what I understand, there's basically six different strains of these vaccines, if you want to call it a vaccine, out there that they use, but nobody knows what's in the vaccine. They don't tell you what's in that thing when you get the kill shot. They don't tell you what's in there.
And if they don't have to, because the government says they don't have to.
Right.
They're all complicit.
I've heard one thing, and I wanted your opinion on this. If that's okay, if I can ask a follow up question.
Yeah, go ahead.
They've told me about something called activated charcoal, but I don't really know what that is.
Yeah. No. Look, so that's nonsense. So. Okay. You know, look, if you were to go, you know, you wouldn't experience this in Texas, but let's say you went to New Hampshire and it was snowing and you had to go outside and shovel somebody's driveway. You would not do that in your bathing suit in flip-flops, because the stress of the cold could hurt you. You'd bundle up. So the coronavirus itself, these other viruses and the vaccines themselves and the boosters are stresses to the system. So it would be prudent for you to make your system strong internally. Now, the best way to do that is to give your body the 90 essential nutrients that it needs that are not found in the food, and that's what we advocate. There are 12 foods that we say you shouldn't even look at, let alone eat. So you need to stop eating a bunch of these foods because they're bad for the human body, number one. Number two, you need to fill your body's nutritional tank up on a regular basis with the right stuff in the right doses. When you do those two things regularly, your body is much stronger and much more able to handle the stress of life or vaccines or whatever the hell else they throw at us. And that formula is contained in a group of products collectively called the Healthy Foundation Pack. The Healthy Foundation Pack, and you can find it at EiffelHealth.com or 888-618-1796.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I love dealing with the Hispanic community. By the way, the Hispanics in the United States are the longest-lived people in the United States culturally. And the reason is because Hispanics are more likely to use natural medicines than any other group.
Yeah. Well, I'm also an Adventist, so we should.
Well, you're way ahead of the game then. You're way ahead of the game.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really good. God bless you. Keep it up.
All righty. Well, we're up against a break, but thanks for calling, and we'll be back right after this.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by the man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, we are back, and we have with us here Dr. Peter Glidden, and he has written these two books, Attempt a Cure with a Holistic Medicine, and we have this book. This book is, I believe it's about 275 pages. And you know what? We've got that book for donation of $50 or more.
It's 60.
Is it 60?
60.
It's okay. Or for everybody is sick, and I know why. What is that, 30?
Yeah.
For a donation of $30 or more. And you know what? If they up that from 50 to 75, they get a mystery gift, and that could be a CD of the songs they hear on this radio program. And we have a lot of people. We've gone out and put out a lot of those songs, very popular ones. Now, but let me ask you this, Peter, because, you know, you hear one thing, you hear another. Now, I hear, one day I'm hearing about tomatoes. Tomatoes are They're really not made. They're
nightshade.
Nightshade, and they can kill you. But then again, on the other hand, they say that, well, that's tomato soup or something will help stop ovarian cancer. You wonder, you know, what, you know, and it seems like it changes day to day. How do you know what's for real and what's not? You just go by.
Well, no. So what, there are certain foods which guaranteed are going to hurt you if you eat a lot of them, like fried food, right? If you fry a food, the protein in whatever it is that you're frying turns into a carcinogenic chemical called acrylamide. And acrylamide over time will cause cancer, and that's just the, you know, it's like you smoke too many cigarettes, it's going to hurt you. You eat too much fried food, it's going to hurt you. This is why people in the South, below the Mason-Dixon line in the United States, have the shortest life expectancy of anybody in the country. It's because they fried food is like a religion below the Mason-Dixon line. So there are certain foods that are known antagonists. There are other foods that are in a gray area. And it's myself and my colleagues' clinical experience that there are certain foods that everybody has developed an intolerance to, and those foods are different for everybody. And the only way that you can figure that out is with blood work. There are a lot of different ways to do that. Through my office, we offer something called the Carol blood test. It was actually a test that was developed by Nikola Tesla, believe it or not. Given to a naturopathic doctor in Eastern Washington decades ago. And that's the test that I lean on. It's a, you know, you prick your finger, we give you a little lancet and some filter paper, and you prick your finger, give us 5 drops of blood. We send it to a clinic in Washington State. They analyze it through the Carroll testing method. And then we'll tell you specifically for your body, well, you know, you shouldn't have cow's milk. You shouldn't have fruit with sugar, you should avoid wine, you should avoid green peppers, or whatever. It's different for everybody. But that's where the gray area comes in, and that's where I think the confusion is, because for some people tomatoes are good, and for some people tomatoes not so good. But that's an individualized thing instead of a generic one-size-fits-all thing.
All right, something that keeps popping up, on the internet is eggs. Not to eat eggs. Eggs are, well, can cause blindness. It's bad for your eyes, and it causes cataracts and all of this stuff. Now, there was a fellow named Haystack Calhoun. I don't know if you remember him, a wrestler.
Yeah.
And he would eat 1 dozen of eggs, 1 pound of bacon, and 1/2 loaf of bread every morning for breakfast. And he did that for years. And his cholesterol was just fine. And
well, the longest-lived man in the United States, his name was something... Harold Washington, maybe it wasn't Harold, but he died years ago, and he was in his hundreds, and he was a poor African-American guy from Mississippi, and when they asked him what was his secret to long life, he said, I eat a tomato between 2 pieces of frozen lard every day. He called it a lard sandwich, and that was his key to long life. So, right, everybody's different when it comes to certain foods. And the only way that you can figure that out is with an individualized blood test. I'm okay with eggs generically. Now, there are some people that will test intolerant to eggs. And a chicken egg for them would be, in fact, an aggravating factor, like putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine. But it's not generic. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing when it comes to eggs.
I have a friend that's allergic to milk. She can't have anything with milk in it. And
And if kids, by the way, in the listening audience, if you have grandkids or kids and they get chronic ear infections, stop giving them cow's milk, and they'll go away.
Oh, wow. Let's go out to Portland. I don't know if that's Portland, Oregon. Is that Portland? Okay. And we have Wes. Wes is out there. Hey, Wes.
Hi there, Pastor, I just wanted to quickly call in and say to Dr. Glidden, I just loved your attempt to cure. I took it a page or two each night, read the whole thing, and I came across your comments on ear infection. And I'd had a long problem with that, 20 years or more, and it just, my right ear, and it was just, you know, an accepted fact on my part. But I read about that old-time cure that you mentioned there. Not cure, but treatment.
Yeah.
And I did a poor variation of it in the kitchen sink, the hot water, the cold water, and the eustachian tubes comments there. And it never dawned on me that that's possibly what was infected and reinfected year after year. Well, I got to tell you the result. It wasn't 100% cure, but it was about 65%, and I'm so pleased. And that was some months ago now, and I'm just so very pleased. And I've thought many times, gee, I wish Dr. Glidden knew how much I appreciated your words.
Well, I can tell you what to do to bring it to 100% if you have something to write with. Do you have something to write with?
Sure.
Okay. So you want to do a web search for a homeopathic medicine. It might also be advertised as a cell salt, C-E-L-L, like cell phone, cell salt. The name of it is Kali, K-A-L-I, second word, muriaticum. That's M like Mary, U-R-I-A, T like Thomas, I-C-U-M, Kali muriaticum. Get it in the 12X potency, 12X potency. Kali muriaticum, 12X. Take 3 pellets 3 times a day for 31 days. 3 pellets 3 times a day for 31 days, and that should complete the cure. So do that. Call us back. Tell us what happened.
Well, thanks a million. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You too, Wes. God bless. Let's go to Mike. I never heard of what you just mentioned. I've never even heard of that. Let's go to Mike out in Lakeland, Florida.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for everything. I have gout really bad, and it's killing me right now, my feet. And I have breakouts coming all over my body with gout chips, and I was wondering if I can get anything to help that.
Yeah, there's a botanical medicine called Urtica urens. Do you have something to write with?
I'll try. I can't really write, but I'll try.
Okay, it's U, R like Roger, T like Thomas, I-C-A. Listen, actually, just call the people at Eiffel Health tomorrow, and they'll tell you what to do, because they know what to do, because I've schooled them on this. So their phone number is 888.
Yeah.
All right, call them, ask them what Dr. Glidden's gout cure is, and they'll set you right up. It's really not that difficult to do.
Okay, you think it'll... When I was in my 20s, I had to have operations to have the gout washed out.
Well, look, you didn't need to do that. That was the only thing that the medical doctors knew how to do. And while you've been under their care, you've had gout for your whole life, which is just flipping ridiculous, quite frankly. As far as I'm concerned, that's grounds for medical malpractice. But don't get me started. But, yeah, I mean, if I can't, I would be really surprised if I couldn't get you on the other side of this. At least 80%. So
that's what I was give us a know.
Yeah, give us a call.
So
and
all right.
Yeah. Sorry that you've been suffering for so long. That is just one painful ride.
It's really bad. Yeah. So and I'm in my 70s. So it's hurting really bad right now.
Okay. I'm right now, Mike. I'm in his book on page 164, and it deals with gout, and it tells you all what you can do to stop it.
Okay,
so, I mean, this is quite a bit.
Yeah, I can't afford the book right now, but as soon as I can, I'll try to get it.
I'll tell you what you do. Call my office tomorrow, 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. You can afford it.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
All righty, you're welcome.
God bless you in the program.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, we do that for people that are destitute. We do. That's why we're here. You know, we help them out. And we often, in fact, we do that every day. And so.
I just want to, before we get to the next caller, I mean, it's another failure of conventional medicine. I mean, this guy's been suffering his whole life, and the medical doctors have no idea what to do for it. And this passes as the best medicine in the world, and it's nonsense. Quite frankly, it's nonsense.
Well, you know, we're going to, you know, believe because, again, like I said, you know, in my circles, just about everybody is going for naturopaths, right? I mean, Randy, do you see that up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, and again, when I'm talking to a lot of the MDs, they kind of know that, hey, you know what? You know, we've given in. We've kind of been bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And they're not proud of it. We're seeing that, right? I mean, you're seeing
all of us have tried all of this stuff intermittently for all of our intermittent problems. And I'm going to tell you this now. It all works. It all works. For instance, Pastor Hal can tell you about the blood pressure stuff.
Yeah.
I can tell you about that orange stuff and just the herbal stuff as well as the mineral stuff. I feel much better. You know, I'm 69. I'm under 200 pounds now for the first time in 25 years. I mean, and all these are like side effects of just doing what Pastor Glenn said. I mean, seriously, it's just, you know, they're wonderful side effects.
Yeah, but he's only 3 foot tall. But no, let me ask you this because today I was. This morning, every day for breakfast, I have a habanero pepper, and we're growing some big habanero peppers. And we're at breakfast at the church. We have our prayer breakfast on Thursday mornings. Nobody will eat that habanero but me, okay? And, you know, I noticed something, too. You know, I've had a problem with allergies, but for some reason, about 6 weeks ago, my allergies stopped, and even on days up here when they said that the pollen count was high, you know, it hit the ceiling, I had no problems. It just stopped, just real quick, you know. And I'm just trying to figure out what caused it to stop that way. I was having major problems, and but it's hard doing radio when there's stuff in the air that's making you cough, and I'm starting to figure that a lot of that has to do. A good portion of that has to do with chemtrails, because I noticed when we were out, and Randy, you remember we were working out there on that garden out there. We have a church garden.
Yeah.
When the chemtrails were out there, we were all having problems.
That's exactly
right.
We were
all having when the sky, so.
But, you know, the real reason is that, like, he eats that habanero. But, see, I don't mind having lint in my navel.
But you know, if you eat those habaneros, I don't think you'll ever have a problem with parasites.
That's right.
But yeah, they're gonna scramble out of your body like nobody's business.
Yeah, and but I've always looked like hot and spicy foods, and so I eat one habanero every day for breakfast.
Oh, good for you! Really good for you.
And so. Well, we're running up on the clock here. I want to, again, thank you for being here and tell the folks again about your books. Everybody Is Sick and I Know Why, and it's a startling expose of regarding the abject failure of MD-directed allopathic medicine and a testimony regarding the remarkable promise of applied naturopathic medical therapeutics. And again, I believe more... And more people are turning that way. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. And so just like the phone calls that we got here, you open the lines, and boy, the lines are jammed all of a sudden. But
and we got both books in stock, too.
Yes.
Both books are in stock.
Yes, right. Plenty.
Okay, so very, very good. Folks, if you have that, and, you know, if you got problems and that, even if you don't, but it's a good thing to get the book and have it ready. Peter, we're going to have, I really believe we're going to have a very, very dark winter for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And so this book would be good to have a lot of times, and, you know, and I would look, people that have, say, gout like he has, it would be a good time now to go out and get whatever the book tells you you need because here, especially up here where we live, and we live in a snow belt, there's days where you're snowed in and you're not going to be able to even get out of the house.
Right.
Yes.
But we're noticing already in some stores, so there's shelves bare.
Yeah.
and they say that there's going to be a tremendous food shortage this winter.
Well, stock up, right? Stock up now. Be prepared. Rice will last a long time. Rice and beans together. I would stock up on rice and beans. Rice plus beans together in the same meal is a complete protein. And there's a million different ways you can make a rice and a bean dish. You don't have to like eat the same thing every day like they do in Vietnam. So a little bit of knowledge in this regard goes a long, long way, and preparation always is a really big deal here. So
yeah,
100%.
Cut up one of those habaneros in your rice and beans, and it'll change the taste for sure.
Oh.
All righty, very good. Well, again, I want to thank you for being here, and Randy is going to give an invitation. Randy, you got
about three minutes. Sure. You know, I think we all know that we owe a debt to God because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, whether it was an unkind word, unkind deed, action, attitude, or habit. And there's no reason to carry that along because we're all flawed. But God came in the likeness of sinful man in a perfect way in the let's call it in God in a body, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ sacrificed his life. He took on a body, he took on a life, and he was crucified. And the death that he died was really your death because you're the sinner, but it's a substitutionary death. So the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ pays the penalty to God about what you owe him because God can't take you on in your unrighteous form. And God also gives you in Christ, if you accept him as your Savior, Lord, and Master, he gives you the power to live the life that he lives. And this is the good news. That is the gospel, that Christ came, he lived, and he died for us. And remember, Jesus didn't have to die, but he did. And really, it is that simple. We're under no condemnation once we believe, or that's called, I hate to use the term accept, because Jesus is Lord, whether you accept him or not. And once you accept Jesus, then your sin is paid for. You have the bridge back to God that sinful man has, and you're saved, you're forgiven, and you're no longer under condemnation. That's the good news, because Christ is our substitute and our payment. And with that, so you just need to confess with your mouth whatever it is. And what I think you should do is that whatever it is that comes to mind, because we all usually do, then confess that to the Lord. You don't have to do it in front of people. You don't have to do it with a priest. You and God, confess God. God, I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a hypocrite, whatever it is. And I accept your lordship, your mastership through Christ Jesus, the Son. And I am now adopted in Christ Jesus into that same fellowship, and all that Christ bought and brought is now yours, just for the asking and believing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And every night we have new people listening to this radio program, and a lot of people say, well, why do you give an invitation every night? Well, again, that's the most important thing. That is the only thing that for everyone out there that's alive today, the time will come, and this will happen. There's no chance that it won't. The only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord Jesus. Peter, thanks for being here. We're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Fight.